Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello, shit.
I don't know what I say.
Ooh, the Hollow Holiday Special.
Welcome to the Halo Halo Show, everyone.
Welcome. It's the Halo Holiday Special for 2023. Woo! Welcome.
Do you notice my Christmas jumper?
I'm looking at it right now. You look like Where's Waldo, for those who can't see.
It's a Christmas jumper.
It is. Welcome to the holiday special. Hey, just in time for the holidays, Rika G, a little special present for us. We have a sponsor for this mix.
Yes, we do. We do. Amazing.
Thank you to Bostik Philippines for sponsoring this mix. Bostik is a leading global adhesive specialist in industrial manufacturing, construction, and consumer. We'll talk more about them later on, so listen up for that. But what are we doing today on the Hala Holiday Special? It's what? Our 1, 2, wait, when did we start? 2018,
2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023.
Yeah, my boy math says 26. 6 years, sorry. Well,
but 20, six, no, years.
Sorry, 6 years, sorry.
Yes,
6 years that we've been doing
so
it.
So this is our sixth Christmas. We don't know if we always had a Christmas special, but today will be a Christmas special because we have Reddit Ricados.
Reddit Ricados, as suggested by one of our Leche fans on
I know.
Facebook.
So thank you for suggesting that name, because we've always been going with another name for like our Reddit finds and how we talk about it. But that's what we're going to talk about now. But most of it will be in the theme of Christmas and the holiday season. So it's giving gifts and stuff like that. So we're just going to read it out to you. All the dilemmas online that people just, they don't know what to do about it. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. But before that, actually, we still won't forget, we do have Where You Been. So
yes,
we're going to talk about all about our lives and what we watched, basically, or what we did or what we ate.
Yeah.
So don't leave.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much to wrap up for the year as well, because this will be the last mix for 2023 as we head into a new year. So maybe we'll just do a little reflecting as well, as we tend to do when we do our year-end mixes as well. So if it's your first time here, I guess you picked a good time. It's like a Spotify Unwrapped.
Festive. I know. It's festive.
Yeah, it's festive. But for all the returning Leche fans, thank you for sticking with us throughout the year. And that's what we're going to do. So we'll start, and there's going to be timestamps listed for everything that's going on in the mix for all the Reddit Ricados. By the way, Ricado means ingredient. I did not know that. Some people might not know, Rika G, because I did not know that it meant ingredient. So that's why
I think also Ricado. Some people, for me, sometimes I also refer to Ricados as like toppings.
Yeah.
Because you know how sometimes, especially in Filipino food, the ingredients that's included in the dish, let's say pancit, you also put it on top. So parang Ricados. Parang ganun. Or, you know what? If I'm wrong, I'm just going to Google it.
That,
you know?
Because when I hear Ricado, I think of the word recommends. I thought that's what it meant.
It is. It's ingredient, element, or composition.
Okay. There we go.
See?
Okay. Mm. Well, let's begin with Where You've Been. And I believe you're starting this week.
Yes.
What's up with
you?
Oh
my gosh. I watched a lot of stuff this week because I gave myself a break from just worrying about job hunting and sending my CV or whatever. So
yeah.
You know what? I gave myself this week, especially up until December 26th, I'm going to give myself a break. Just like relax. Nothing's going to happen. The world is not going to end. But I did watch a lot of doomsday movies.
Ooh, wait. Which one did you watch?
I watched a new one. I'm going to start with things that I watched because that's mostly what I did this week. I did watch Leave the World Behind.
I watched that too. Okay, great. We can talk about it.
So Leave the World Behind. It stars Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke, and the very, very sexy Mahershala Ali. Oh my gosh. Can I just say, I've always found Mahershala Ali to be very appealing, and he was giving. He was giving from the looks to the fit, everything. so much. I love him in the Green Book. It's the Green Book, right?
Green Book. Yeah,
I love him in the Green Book. I love him in every, I don't know. He is just a plate full of yum. Okay.
Yum.
So, grabe talaga. As
agree,
in, even,
sis. Agree.
Agree, diba? As in, parang ako, he cannot do wrong, my friend. But anyway, so it's a very apocalyptic-y movie, you would say, right? It's very apocalyptic,
it's
end of the world.
Yeah.
So I think, well, after reading up about it, because a lot of the elements there are very, like, maraming question mark, and you don't know what's happening. So reading up about it says that, you know, it shows how reliant we are on modern technology. Mm-hmm. And basically we're fucked without it.
Right.
Diba? We're fucked without it. And then we'll turn on each other once it's all gone. Like very Walking Dead, I think. And do you agree with me? I feel like it also touched on racism or like classism, parang ganon.
Kinda. I mean, especially with Julia Roberts' character, there's a word, because when I, after the movie, I looked at the Wikipedia and all that stuff. There's a word, then I forgot. She is like a self-proclaimed, like she doesn't like people in general. She doesn't trust people. Yeah. I forgot there's a term for it.
Like people who don't like people.
But like she doesn't. She's like, in general. Yeah, she doesn't really like trust humanity or something like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay. Julia Roberts' character is in marketing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? Parang it's something that you wouldn't really think about, that that's your job for you to hate people.
Yeah, here's the word, Bikaji. Misanthrope. Misanthropy.
Misanthrope.
Which is the general dislike of humanity. So there's your vocabulary of the day right there. General hatred of the human species, human behavior,
okay, so maybe,
human nature.
Maybe I kind of agree with that.
a lot of people do. Like people say people are the worst, right? You know,
to be fair naman kasi ako, the thing with me, it's not that I hate people, it's just that it's really hard for me to be with people, especially people who are new. Na parang napansin ko sa sarili ko that whenever I'm with new people, I feel like I'm not myself. Parang akong I'm looking at like myself walking ganon nakikita ko yung sarili ko na damn, you're so fake, why do you have to be so fake? But literally ganon ako na parang feeling ko nakikita ko yung sarili ko yung parang out of body experience yun
talaga ba?
I swear it's
really?
So weird anyway, okay. Anyway, so back on the movie, I'm gonna touch on that more
later on because I
met new friends earlier today.
Okay.
So I think yun nga, parang it touches on racism a little bit microaggressions, yeah. Mm-hmm. Diba, that's what they say,
that's true,
microaggressions, kasi parang minsan napapaisip din ako na parang you can't really say that something is racist kasi hindi siya extremely racist, you know what
right.
I mean,
yeah,
but it's still in that vein. So maybe that's why people have the word microaggressions,
right?
Anyway, for me, the biggest mystery was Mahershala Ali's character, that he did say that he was a financial thingy.
Yeah, like what his job
finance
was, right?
Finance bro. Mm. A finance bro, basically. True. But even at the end of the movie, why does he know so much?
Yeah.
And why is he that wealthy?
Mm.
Na parang ako, I don't understand what really is his job. But yeah. Gets ko yung role niya. His role in the movie is he knows what's happening to the world. Diba?
Kind of. He kind of knows what's happening.
Kind of. And then what I also was kind of disappointed about. Not disappointed, but like.
No, you can say it because I'll tell you about my. Anyway, go ahead.
You know what? I was not expecting the best ending ever, because it's always like that with these kinds of movies. It's always not the best ending. Okay lang sa akin.
Okay.
But for me, ang tagal nila bago ni-reveal. Or maybe it was too late when they revealed all of it.
Yeah.
Parang for me, okay, nakikita na namin that it's happening and now you're gonna reveal it. I'm right. Like, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... yeah, but it is a good movie. I would actually watch it again for like Hidden Mickeys. So, or something na hindi ko napansin the last time. So, what did you think about it?
Okay. I thought that the things that I really liked about the movie was the sense of dread and suspense that you get from the first hour, at least. Because you're like, what is going on? You're like, especially because you're put into the shoes of the family of Julia Roberts' character. So at first, you're kind of, I don't know, when Mahershala Ali's character and his daughter come in, you're like, okay, what's going on here? And for a while, you're wondering if you don't know. Because I had never read the book that this movie is based off of. It's based off a book. So I didn't know what it was about. I didn't really even read the synopsis or anything. I just saw somebody post about it on Facebook, said it's a super creepy movie. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. So at first, I thought it was like a mystery crime thriller film at first. And then you later on realize that it's like a doomsday prepper kind of movie where you're wondering, like, what's happening. I like the cinematography as well. Like they had all these weird, like, camera angles, like,
oh, you know what I'm talking about? It kind of reminds me of
Inception or something like that.
Not just that. What's that? What's that? Hindi Clockwork Orange. Eh. The maker of Clockwork Orange.
Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, my. Basta, it reminds me of those kinds of shots.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of
zoom in. Di ba may zoom in? Tapos minsan like magpapan na mabilis. And stuff like that.
A bunch of cool shots that add to that tension. But then, yun nga, like you said, there's a lot of things that they show. I mean, I don't want to spoil it too much, right, for people who haven't seen it. Like, for example, there's this one scene that involves, like, an airplane. And then they never talk about it again.
I know.
That's what I was like, what? Are you serious?
No, they kind of do.
I'm talking about the bigger airplane, not the one that's... you know what I'm talking about? Like, the one... Anyway, not the one that's dropping stuff. That one they talked about again.
I think for me, that kind of... You know what? Okay lang, spoiler alert. Pero parang for me, hindi kaya pag-usapan ng walang spoiler.
Right. Okay.
Pero, like, for me, it kind of tells that part na wala na yung wife.
Yeah, I get that part. But, like, how could, after that happens, not, like, he doesn't even mention it again. Wouldn't you be like, dude, a giant airliner just blah, 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 right?
Yeah. It's really hard. Can I just say, also, one thing that I was super, not even scared there, but I was really hoping that it wouldn't happen, was the cheating of both sides. Na parang kasi nagkaroon ng time doon na may tension sila with other people. So they're a married couple, Ethan Hawke and Julia Roberts.
Right.
And then they have, like, they both have like a one-on-one with each of the other characters in the movie. Mm. Yung parang na iniisip ko talaga, I was wishing na please sana walang, like, you know, they suddenly fuck each other or whatever. Kasi parang feeling ko it will kind of like the story will just be different from then on.
True.
It won't be an apocalyptic movie. It'll just be a cheating movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I do not think that. Alam mo yun, yung parang feeling ko it could be on another movie or another theme.
Maybe.
So anyway.
The ending for me was at least kind of, I mean, like, I was left with a lot more questions than answers. But I did like that ending, though. You know what I mean? Whatever they show at the end, I kind of, at least they tied up something.
They did.
You know what
they
I mean? They tied up one thing, which, if you look at it, is kind of the basis of the whole plot, like, what is humanity going to do when there's nothing, like when you don't have all the stuff that you're so accustomed to, internet, blah, blah. So at least for me, it's major satisfying. But at the same time, and I saw people, because I, you know, as I always do when I watch a movie, I look at Reddit and stuff. So apparently the book is even more, like, open-ended. Like, literally nothing happens in the book.
Oh, I would hate that. To be reading a book for days.
Unreal.
And then that's the end. Oh, gosh. I would hate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was it's still okay to watch, but.
Yeah, after, it is.
But I would not return to it. You said you might just to see the Easter eggs. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I to be okay. So it the creator or the director was the same person who created Mr. Robot. So it's kind of like in that same theme.
It was produced by the Obamas, apparently. I didn't know that.
What do you mean, like
Michelle
Barack?
And Barack? Yeah. Well, which other Obama? which other Obamas are you referring to?
There's the daughters.
There are the daughters. That's true.
We don't know
that's
their true. Career women.
That's true.
We,
that's true. No, that's true. You're right.
Aunts
apologies.
And
you're
uncles.
Right. It could have been Barack's auntie and uncle. No, it was Michelle and Barack. Yeah, Michelle and Barack.
Oh gosh.
They produced it.
Okay, so anyway, back to what I also watched. I finally finished Replacing Chef Chico. So I told you I was down
I watched
to two
that too.
Episodes.
We can talk about
did
that.
Did you
too.
Finish?
I finished
did
it.
Did you finish all
I
of it?
Finished
okay.
it.
So the my favorite episode was the wedding episode.
And
it's just okay. Talking about the series again, because I talked about it last week. I think my favorite part about the series is how every episode has a different story. And I think that the progression of the storytelling itself got better and better each episode. Parang feeling ko lang it really got better and better, and how they, you know, how like they're depicting social issues in such a relatable way. And then for me, my favorite episode was episode 8, where they had a wedding at Hain, which is the Filipino restaurant that's centered in. So they talked about gay marriage, same-sex marriage, respect in the workplace, you know, and everything in between. And plus the overarching story of replacing Chef Chico, who's going to replace Chef Chico. And then the last episode, grabe! I was honestly shocked that yung dialogue when it comes to okay, ito na naman tayo sa bawal yung spoiler. So basically, the character of Sam Milby, who is Chef Chico, kind of
you mean Gordon Ramsay on steroids.
Na parang ho, I'm just shocked that this is not appropriate workplace, you know, like discussion. Kasi he called the female head chef, which is Alessandra De Rossi, a whore. As in like, tinawag niya na parang you're a slut or whatever. Tapos accusing her of sleeping her way through her career and stuff like that. But obviously, clearly, everybody knows that that's not what happened. Diba?
Right.
But I'm just really so, as in dun ako sobrang na I felt for the character of Alessandra De Rossi. And especially with how people think that it's okay to talk to women like that. That it's always about sex or their breasts or they use their beauty to get to where they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Parang ho, it's grabe how problematic it is might be so extreme in the series, but it does happen
in real life.
In everyday life. Mm-hmm. In real life. You know, it might not be that extreme that people call, you know, like women whores or like bitches or whatever. Pero I've seen it before. Diba? You've seen it before. And
yeah,
it does happen. So, yeah. And for me, I think, and you know this about me, food for me is the easiest way to get to know a person. Diba? Either what they eat, what they like to eat, what food they grew up with, whatever. And I feel like this is also the best way to get to know a culture. And it was just, I think it's the same with culture. So to present Filipino culture with food, especially now that it's available on Netflix, you can just share it with people. It's so easy to digest. Sorry about the pun. But it's easy to digest na ganun pinapakita yung Filipino culture.
Ang ganda ng ano ng concept ng I don't know if that's a real life thing. Yeah,
I think it is. It's a thing.
So if you watch the show, you'll see from the first episode naman that Hain, the restaurant in this thing, what their shtick is like they interview yung mga patrons nila. Tapos they have a curated meal that is based off of that interview, like about, you know, like they make the meal that in a way that it's related to the person that they're serving.
Yeah.
Such a cool I've never heard of that. They do that in real life or what?
I think they do. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be so time consuming and like inefficient in terms of like spending on ingredients and stuff?
Because I'm just not sure about like every single dish would be different. But I think what people do, especially in those kinds of like specialty restaurants, would be, they would serve a dish on their menu based on like what you want or what you or
yeah, it's gets.
Like sikat ka na tao, diba? And you know, and people know that you like textures or crispiness or
lying. Kayla Wynn.
Or lying. I know.
Oy, si Joao.
I know, si Joao. Sabi ko nga, JC, this could have been you, man. You had the same accent. All you need is like a lip piercing.
I need a lip ring.
Whatever.
Man, know how a to lip dance. Ring.
Yeah. Actually, yun yung parang, ano no, yun yung parang signature look ni Joao. But yeah, so I think they do that.
Parang sarap ng laing though in that episode. Like for me, that's what really stood. Like yung laing na may, I don't know, like parang
yung parang may cream.
Cream, or parang on the cracker. Man, that looked good.
What I want to taste is the sisig lumpia.
Lumpiang sisig. Okay, yeah. There's so many dishes there that look super appetizing. Mm-hmm. Like the oyster with the calabaza thing looks so good.
Yeah.
Literally, that for me, like to me, because I watched the show as well. Like I binged it in one sitting, pretty much. The food shots and the way that food is used as like the middle ground between the stories of the character. Because if you watch the show, yung ano eh, parang parallel yung stories of the guests and yung kitchen staff in a sense, right? I would say. Yeah. And to me, that was cool. The only thing that one of my major criticisms, constructive criticism for it is, you know, to use the food term, it didn't have enough time to breathe yung episodes. Like they're literally 30 minutes. So at some point, you care more about the character that you see on every episode. You care more about the kitchen staff, which is cool. But if they just added maybe if they made episodes 45 minutes maybe and then focus a little more on the guest of the restaurant, because sometimes I was like, some point I was like, I don't really care about this guest, like I feel like they were pushing the storyline a little too hard. Like there's one that I think would have really been such a good emotional punch. It's one with the mom and then her kids. Like she has kids that come late, and but so there's a whole story about the mom being in love with someone else at an older age. And I thought that would have been such an emotional like episode, but it felt rushed because you know, ang short kasi ng episodes.
That's where I kind of disagree with you.
Because
I think the way the story was told about each guest of Hain on each episode was just right for them to kind of connect it with what was happening with the kitchen staff. For me, parang pag mas nababad pa yung story na yon, I don't know. I might, ako lang ah, this is just for me. I might forget about the kitchen staff altogether. Mm. But what I also really like was the episode with Wena.
Yeah, dude, I like that one too. Yeah,
grabe yung iyak ko na. And you know what? Can I just say that she's such a good actress I really like it when actresses cry, but they're holding back tears. Mm. But you know they want to cry. Mas doon ako nakaka-relate compared to actresses who just bawl all out, like 100%. Kasi ako, honestly, and I know you've never seen me. Have you ever seen me cry?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, seen you cry.
Strange. But ako... Strange. Okay. But
I know you've seen me cry. You even made fun of me.
I know. I was on the floor. I'm so sorry about that. Not really. But ako kasi, the reason why I connect with actresses or like a character that doesn't cry all out is because ako, when I cry, it's never all out. Yes. It is always like holding back. And I thought her performance was can you imagine? Mm. Can you imagine seeing your son who you haven't seen in a while?
Yeah.
Just have that connection. Oh my God. Grab it. Just thinking about it, it's just making me, sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I truly, truly recommend Replacing Chef Chico, even to people who don't know Filipino culture. I think it's the best way to introduce the Philippines.
Yeah, it's a good show. Like I on it, like as much as I have criticisms. I guess I don't really want to go super deep into it. I think they could have used less F bombs from Sam Milby.
Yeah, for Sam Milby.
Medyo OA na for me.
Choice.
Maybe. I was like, this is a little bit too, like, it's like, to it's be, like, it was, he was contracted to say all these F-bombs or something.
Pero sa akin na, I think yung character ni Sam Milby was too much.
A little
parang
bit.
It doesn't, like, you, for me, kasi, you don't have to raise your voice that much for you to hurt somebody.
And the payoff at the end, you know, I mean, like, there's a, you know, they put a little closure to his character at the end. It would have been more effective if they toned it down a little bit. They could have still made him an asshole.
Totoo.
But they just went a little too far, you know? Kasi, like, it doesn't justify it, ne.
I know, and it doesn't, I mean? And for me, it's, grabe yung disparity dun sa how he is when he's mad compared to how
he's chill,
everything
he's chill.
Was chill.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, hindi siya realistic na pag ganun ka-unhinged yung isang tao, I don't think the next minute he'll apologize. You know what I mean? Like, when people are that unhinged, they just continue being assholes altogether. Hindi yung parang, maya-maya pag na-realize nga lang, biglang, oh, you know, I was wrong, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yuck.
And the other thing that also that's why I also wanted a longer runtime sana is that there's a lot of development with the relationships of characters, especially the main two. You're like biglan, like what? They're already like they feel this way about each other. I was
ako
like,
din,
what?
Hindi ko na gets yon.
Parang bilis, yeah, right. Yeah, so if that's why, and you know, a longer runtime I think could have benefited as well in terms of character development. But overall, compared to, you know, all the, I'll say, like all the garbage that comes out before, like from Philippine, like teleserie where it's every day. At least this one it's shorter. It's like, 8 or 9 episodes, right? At least they, you know, they were able to craft a great story that isn't in, doesn't involve Kabit or someone getting kidnapped.
Yes.
Or, you know what I mean? Something that's you know, a little bit different. Although the story is, you've seen this in like any like most kitchen movies.
And reservations.
Yeah, you know, like, if you watch a movie about cooking, you'll probably Ratatouille, man. If you watch Ratatouille, it's like Ratatouille, but it's still enjoyable and at least a different direction from what you typically watch.
I would love for a second season.
Yeah, but where will it go, huh?
Also, it can't be replacing Chef Chico because he's already. What if Chef Chico replaced? Oh.
By Chef Chico.
Pwede yun. Pwede. Okay. So anyway, that was replacing Chef Chico for us. That was a really nice series. Recommend 10 out of 10.
All right.
Next would be, I watched P.S. I Love You just because I really wanted Ryan to watch the movie. And I think it's such a good movie.
Gerard Butler.
Okay. And, oh my gosh, what's her name? Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, Million Dollar Baby. Hilary Swank.
Yes. And I was talking to my Irish friend, Charlotte. Okay, she's real. I was talking to my Irish friend, Charlotte, and telling her how I think Ireland is so beautiful. And I've told you this before and in the podcast that I've always wanted to visit Ireland, right?
Right.
I watched that. I watched another Netflix Christmas movie that's basically the same thing over and over again, but just with a different title.
Okay.
I watched Catering Christmas. And for me, this is easier to watch because basically she's a caterer hired for a Christmas Eve party and fell in love with a rich guy, blah, blah, blah.
You know, it's not a real movie when it doesn't have a Wikipedia page, bro.
I know. Catering Christmas, but it was easier for me to watch this because it's based on food and there were a lot of cooking shots and I just like anything that deals with food. So I like it.
Okay? I'm just looking at the, you know, I look at the yung funny movie poster. You know this is a low budget movie, bro.
Yeah.
Just from the movie poster.
Actually, even, okay, so yung story kasi nito is they're like in a very well-known town or something. Mm. Tapos makikater siya sa isang foundation.
Okay.
So like big time foundation, but the ball or the party that she was catering, parang dun sa movie medyo low budget.
Yes.
Parang masyadong maliit.
Okay.
So anyway, I watched that and I watched a bunch of other similar Netflix movies that's just like the same thing.
You know what's a Netflix Christmas movie that I enjoyed? Yung Love Hard. Yung kay Nina Dobrev.
Oh, I also watched Let It Snow.
Is that the one where where he's like a celebrity and he's undercover? Like he's like hiding.
Not undercover, but he just wanted to go to a small town.
Yeah.
He fell in love with this girl who has a problem. Right. And then they're also the overarching story was they were trying to throw a party, but they don't know where to throw it. So it ended up being in the Waffle House in the middle of
the movie. I didn't like that movie.
I like that movie. You did not like it?
I did not like it. I didn't like it.
Really?
It was too slow for me. Too boring.
I like it. It's kind of like Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve in that
vein,
flow.
Okay.
Kasi parang lahat sila connected, but also not kind of like.
Yeah.
It. But yeah. So Let It Snow. I also watched. That's it.
That's it.
Basically,
the Christmas movies that I think like are just stand the test of time for me are Die Hard.
Die Hard,
the first one. Harry Potter is that? Well, I guess
it's a Christmas movie. So.
Especially Home Alone. We watched Home Alone last week, which is also. And then every time I watch Home Alone now, I'm just thinking like, this is ridiculous. Like, there's so many. Like, you have to really suspend reality. Like, I remember I just watched it right. So at the end, after they catch the burglars and the old man neighbor guy saves them, right? He's left alone in the house again so that you get that dramatic thing where his mom comes home. No way in hell the cops would let him stay at home alone
after
he just fought off the... Like, it's crazy. But,
it's the same feeling I have when I watch The Holiday every single year.
Oh, The Holiday. Like, that's a good one, too.
The Holiday. And I'm always like, there's no way you let a rando person in your house like, in the middle of the night just because he looks good. Like, he's cute. No way. Murderers can be cute, too. Okay?
True, man.
Don't discriminate murderers like that.
True.
Okay?
Yeah. So... good movies though, like those are classic.
Good movies. And, so tell us all about the movies that you watched, guys. But it doesn't end there because earlier today, actually, I went on a window shopping spree with
a friend. Big spender.
I know, but window shopping, so I didn't really actually spend for anything. But I went with my friend Angel, who's a Filipino, and I met her in Bristol because she goes to the same university as me. And then she introduced me to a couple of her childhood friends who are also Filipinos, but they grew up here. So gets ko yung parang at the very least, I can talk to someone who kind of gets my culture. I don't have to explain or I don't have to like hide or whatever. So it was really nice to be talking to just cool people.
Right.
And then I did, so that's when I realized actually. So I was telling you about how I feel whenever I meet new people. What I always experience whenever I am meeting new people is like I feel like I'm watching myself.
Yeah.
So parang na-imagine ko yung out of body experience na parang nakikita ko yung sarili ko na parang I wonder why it is so hard for me to just be myself. When I'm with new people, I don't know. The thing is, I'm not faking it. That's really just my automatic me when I'm with new people. Na parang hindi ako masyadong, because usually I'm like, yeah. Alam mo yun? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put that away, bro.
You know what I mean?
Shut that down.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like this. Pero whenever there are new people, I can't be like blah.
No, I mean, I think that's a normal thing, right? Like, I feel like most people are like that, right? Most people, you don't let your guard down with
people
all the time.
Feeling ko lang talaga may parang film. You know what I mean? Like, there's a thin film between me and the real me.
Do you feel like you're breaking the fourth wall?
The fourth wall.
Like you're like looking at the side like, am I doing this?
Pero
what am
to
I
be
doing?
Honest, ito kasi talaga yung madalas na nangyari. Whenever I meet new people, what I'm always so concerned about is what they think of what I said. So laging, I'm just gonna be myself, okay? I'm gonna say whatever I wanna say, obviously, but not anything like offensive. But I'm gonna say what I wanna say. Pero lagi, whenever I say something, tas makikita ko lang may micro, like, meron lang micro, like, face thing na parang mag-twitch or, like, magaganon. Naisip ko agad, oh my God, did I say the wrong thing? Oh, and then, I cannot be myself anymore. Kasi I always think, shit, they probably hate me. Or shit, they, whatever.
Well, as long as you're not, like, a racist in real life, I think you're fine.
I'm not, I know, but the thing is, I overthink it. And it's so hard for me to be in the present. Whenever I'm with new people, thinking about, did I say the right thing? It is so hard. And I hope that, I mean, I hope that people don't have the same thing, but, you know, like, people can relate to that because it's just so hard, man.
Okay. No, I get you. I get hard where you're coming.
It's also hard to be always, always the fucking oldest person in the room.
Dude, that's me.
Bro, it's as in, like, I meet new people and they're like, you're 30? And I'm like, yeah, I'm 30.
Dude, legit, okay. I feel like I've been the oldest person in my conversations, like, when I meet people. Like,
exactly.
I get kuyad all the time.
I know. Kuya. Here's the thing. Okay. The thing is, kasi, with, so, ako, whenever, na-realize ko lang, ako kasi whenever I go out with, you know, people, it's always, it has to be planned. Alam mo yun, hindi siya yung parang wala lang, ganon. And most of the time, I really don't want to go out.
Same.
And then I always wonder, where are the people my age? And then I'm thinking, ah, they're probably at home because just like you, you didn't want to go out and they didn't.
They're smart enough to keep quiet.
Exactly. They're smart enough to, you know, like not buy bottled water outside and pay for service charge every single time.
Man.
So, yeah. That's I think, cool, you know man. What? I think I'm going to stop there. I did want to say, can I just say, we made pandesal this week because we wanted to have ham sandwich pandesal after Christmas. Hamdesal, basically. So we made pandesal and it was really nice. And me and Ryan had so much fun doing it. So, wow, parang if you take that, that audio, me and Ryan had so much fun doing it. Not that, okay.
Question pandesal. Though. Question about di ba sa States, my or like when someone comes from the States na Pinoy, like Phil Am. Di ba may saying na or there's the word ano, amboy, di ba? Amboy. Pag galing UK, meron bang similar, like meron bang I don't know. Meron bang ano equivalent ng amboy? Have you heard anything?
Just curious. British baby.
British baby?
Like usually from what I hear from other people, like when they refer to you as a British baby, knowing na iba yung culture mo, like your ethnicity is not, like you're not from the UK, basically, like you're not white, parang ganon.
Yes.
But you were born here and you're basically a British baby.
Yes.
Pero Pilipino ka, you know what I mean?
Okay. Wala lang, I was just curious.
But, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Also, no, not at all.
Hopefully, I'm not offending anybody. But that's what I hear people say. I've never said it. Like, oh, you're a British baby or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Finn?
Finn.
All right, man. You know what? Let me start with the stuff that I watched. So I was gonna talk about that Julia Roberts movie, the Leave the World Behind. But since we already talked about it, yesterday was my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Okay. Most people wouldn't know because I don't publicize it because I stopped publicizing it when I was like 23, right? When it really stop mattering. we went to go watch a movie. So Marissa, Paeng and I joined me for my birthday celebration. You know, I don't really like do big stuff. So we did a double feature, bro. We watched two movies in the theaters. The first one was Napoleon. Do I recommend it? Absolutely not. That movie sucks, bro. It's so slow. And it doesn't, like, I don't know, man. Like, it doesn't do justice to, I think, like, I'm not a big history buff, but after watching it, I was like, this is what you want me to feel about Napoleon? Like, this is not something epic or, I don't know. It was not good, man. Like, they
who
really.
Who's the star?
Sienna, Joaquin Phoenix, of all people. Like, you'd think it would be a banger. I feel like it was such a weird miscast after watching it. And it's weird because Joaquin Phoenix is one of the greater actors, like, of this time. Just such a weird choices by, I don't know if it was his acting choice or if it was a directorial choice, because it's a Ridley Scott movie. So Ridley Scott, you know, he's done a lot of great stuff. Gladiator and, you know, Alien. Yeah, he's an icon in cinema, but this was just a poor, I don't know if it was a poor fit for both the director and the actor. It was not good. But to make up for it, good thing we watched that first, because the second movie that I highly recommend that will give you the whimsical, it's not a Christmas movie, but it might as well be with the way it makes you feel, is Wonka.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bro. Wonka.
Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée doing his thing. Gan-gan-gan-gan movie. Like, okay, I did not know it was a musical. The trailers didn't really advertise don't really highlight that. And I don't know why. I mean, maybe they're afraid that if they knew, people knew it was a musical, people would be turned off by it. I don't know. But it was very good.
That kind of makes sense because from the Willy Wonka movie that I watched before, before, they would have songs like from the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, Oompa Loompa, and then they have the they do a rendition. If you watch the Gene Wilder one, that song, I forgot the title, Pure Imagination. It's a pure imagination.
No.
Anyway.
Right? Yeah,
so they have that song in this one, and it's used in a really good way. If you've ever watched, so the director is the guy who did Paddington. So if you like Paddington, which has, I think, like a perfect score on Rotten Tomatoes because of the feel-good feels that it has, Wonka will give you the same feeling. And ganda ng movie. Like, it's really so good, so fun.
Can I just say, when I first watched the trailer, I kind of felt a little awkward. There was an awkwardness to Timothée Chalamet. Like, I felt like I was just watching Timothée Chalamet and not Willy Wonka. But it might be different in the movie because that was just the trailer and I don't know.
Yeah, just to add a little context to it. So it is a prequel to the Gene Wilder one, not the Johnny Depp one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did not like the Johnny Depp one, by the way.
Really? I like that.
I hate it. He's so creepy. Yeah, I hate it, man. Like, I don't know what he was going for with that. I know it's a Tim Burton movie, but like his version of Willy Wonka was so freaking weird.
It was so funny.
It was not funny. It was creepy. Dude, you're telling me if that Willy Wonka showed up and wanted to hang out with you, you'd be like, cool? No way. This guy's going to murder you. This guy's crazy. No,
First of all, any random person, I would be freaked out.
True. But the Timothée Chalamet one, his version of Wonka, because it's a prequel, right? So it shows before he became the chocolate factory owner. So that's the story of this one. If you read the book, I don't know if you ever read the book.
No.
So
I didn't even know that.
I read the book when I was a kid. So if you haven't read the book, it's by Roald Dahl, who also did a lot of, you know, famous kids books like The Witches, which they also adapted into the film, BFG, James and the Giant Peach, Matilda, I think he did as well.
Matilda.
Yeah, so if you read the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory book, it's the most, I think it really brings to life the Wonka that you, from the book. Parang yung most book-accurate depiction si Timothée Chalamet. Because the Johnny Depp one, medyo, he's a little too weird. And it's the Gene Wilder one, the original one. He's kind of too asshole-y. Like, if you ever watched it, he's kind of a dick in that movie, right?
Okay,
the old school one. He's kind of a jerk. This one, more like, he's just a
fun
guy.
Like, still had hope.
Yeah, hope. And yeah. So, ganda na movie. So, that's what I would highly recommend. Watch Wonka. I think it's the perfect, like, well, before MMFF comes and takes it away, if you have a chance to watch it, sobrang ganda ng Wonka.
Can I just say, the character, like the characters that Timothée Chalamet has been picking for his career lately have been, wow, like grabe yung extremes from Wonka, Dune, that's like,
The world, who, what's that one? The one where like, the world's
the
ending?
They,
don't look up.
No, the one, don't look up. The movie where he was a cannibal.
Yeah.
And then, remember that one?
Bones and all?
Then, yeah. And then, it's just grabe.
Galinga.
He's been picking like really good movies too.
He's good. Like, you know, a lot of people, you know, I feel like Timothée Chalamet falls into the Awkwafina, love him or hate him. Like, there's no in between. Like, you really like him or you hate him. Some people hate him for no reason.
Some people hate him because... And I see it on X, too, that apparently back when he was not famous or when he was in high school, he was a jerk, I think, with a lot of people.
Right. And, well, who isn't a jerk in high school? I don't
know. You know what?
Right?
We're both jerks, TBH. Look at us. You know, punchable faces. Cannot
for real,
miss
man.
That.
Timothy Chalamet. Yeah. Pero, sobrang ganda ng Wonka. So go watch that. Then we had, dinner at Pizza Hut. My bidet in Pizza Hut, I took a dump there. Malala, I just felt like shit.
Wow.
Oh, ganda pala ng Gateway Mall.
Pinili talaga yun ni Marisa. Sabi niya, dun talaga tayo sa may bidet. Kahit na dito, okay na to. Ganon, di ba?
Dude, ang ganda ng Gateway 2. May Gateway 2 pala, alam mo yun? Like the Gateway Mall, di ba, sa Cubao. May Gateway 2 na nakakonect siya. It's the newer wing. Of Gateway. So parang naka-connect silang dalawa. It's nice, dude. Ang daming mga, high-end. Not high-end.
New restaurants.
Like, yeah, restaurants. New restaurants. And, there's a Wolfgang there. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Diba? I mean.
So they're really stepping it up in Araneta Center.
Yeah, Araneta Center or City. Araneta City? Araneta Center? Basta, it's a nice mall. I was like, I never go to Cubao kasi. Like, last time I was really in Cubao to go there was like Cubao X era, right? When Cubao X was
Did you go to Gateway because they have the Lazy Boys and stuff? Because usually that's why we go to Gateway.
We went there because it was one of the only theaters that was still showing Napoleon. And I now, after watching, understand why it's one of that movie sucks, bro.
I'm so sorry to Gateway.
That movie sucks, bro. Oh my god, like that movie is ass. That movie is ass, bro. Anything else, dude? I'm trying to think. Like, oh yeah, I mean, so oh, over the week, last week, I saw Alvin. By the way,
I know I saw you guys.
So cool. For those of you who don't know, Alvin is my former radio partner.
My former radio partner.
That's
remember?
True. Our former radio partner, Alvin. So him and his family, they have a business in Clark, Pampanga. It's called El Caballo. So if you're ever going through Clark, maybe you're going to Baguio or something and you need to, take a rest stop. And Clark's always a good spot. There's a lot of restaurants. But El Caballo, they have great coffee. Alvin knows all the names of the horse. Like, he literally, took us to the stables, and he was name-dropping that, like, what's up, Megan? Like, literally, there's Megan the Stallion. Like, there's a Megan.
Megan the Stallion.
Legit. There's a Megan the horse.
Wait, is it part of the coffee shop? Like, can you actually go to the stables because you're a customer at the coffee
there
shop?
There is. The stables was, exclusive for, he just brought us in there. You're not really allowed in there. But the horses are there so that customers can pay to ride them. There's a riding aspect.
That is so
parang
cool.
Burnham Park stuff. But we didn't
get
to ride them.
That's
so cool. Yeah, ganda, El Caballo. Like, it's cool. Sarap ng coffee nila. And if you want to go ride some horses in the future, for whatever reason.
Megan the Stallion,
bruh. Ganda. And then we were also in Pampanga because, my mom. Oh, no, I told you about that, right? Did my mom want to know?
Mocha?
Yeah. So, so that was also around that same time. And then also there my family or my mom owns a farm in somewhere in Pampanga. So we went to the Blessing of the they did something at the farm. I don't really like farms because they really are breeding frogs there. Like, why, bro?
Where they thrive.
It's part of the ecosystem.
They're
anyway.
Part of the ecosystem.
Oh yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much it, man. And then tomorrow or mamaya, it's the last thing of the year, I guess, in terms of party. So, I don't know if you were ever part of that, Rika G. Meron palang mga suppliers ng events, mga MCs, mga DJs, mga lights and sounds, mga technical directors, everything, everyone that you see in events. Meron daw silang every year, may ganap sila na that they do. Like, it's a self, I don't know, there's a group of people from the events industry. And every year they put up a Christmas party. So,
that's nice.
Yeah, so everyone, puts chips in, I think, we put in 1-5 each. And then, and dami namin sa group chat. And there's a lot of people that I know that I I didn't even know we're part of this group. Not just hosts, like among stage directors and stuff. So tomorrow,
yes,
that's what I'm seeing. I think I'm going to see Dre and Sarah there as well. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and a bunch of people that I worked with in the past. So I'm going there. So I'm going to try to make, you know, yung nga, network and have fun, man, for the last. And then yung bonus nila, ano yung raffle nila, one winner, 100,000. So sana manalo.
Whoa. What? That's such a big,
unlucky,
like,
diba,
prize.
Di ba unlucky?
Oh, oh.
Well, if you think about it, 1,500 yung ano, yung 1,500 yeah. pesos. That's 200 plus yung group members. I don't know if everyone's going, but I did the math. They come out on top. I don't know magkano yung catering nila or whatever, but knowing that they're suppliers, I'm sure they know the best deals.
At saka alam mo, if you know somebody out there is looking for a career in like the events industry, word of mouth really is the way.
It's the way. It's the only way.
There's no other way.
It's the only
way, man.
No other
way. As in, like, you work with a production company instantly. Ah, JC, ah, ganyan. You know, it's. Yeah, ganun siya. Hindi, wala silang list or like there's no black book or whatever. It's really who you work with. So
yeah.
It's really such a plus even if you just book one. Just book one. Kahit
legit.
Yung event ng tita mo or something, you will, there is an in. Pag ganun ka, once you're already there. Tapos, that's also the reason why if you shit on them, that's also a way out.
That's true.
Easily.
That's true. That's why I pick my battles. I only
pick
know.
Your battles. Yeah.
Like,
for
you
sure.
know me, if I talk shit about somebody, it's because I don't care if I ever work with you again because they were bad. But most of the time, man, if you just, you know, really get in to one person, like, you know, do good. Do good and then, like, you know, be genuinely nice to people. They'll remember you. They'll remember you. And you do a good
and
job.
And especially in this industry, because not every company or every service will be booked for every event. Obviously, once they're booked for one event, they can't do the next event, you know, or the same event in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always like an abundance of jobs when it comes to that, like services for weddings or events. So,
true. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So good luck to anyone that wants to, you know, do that if you're going into the industry. Because I know there are a lot of people that listen to us that they're like, oh, I want to get into hosting or get into radio. I think it's good advice, really, just to put yourself out there. And once you get in, just keep doing it, man.
Yeah.
And Finn, for me, man, that is Finn. I think before we go into our Reddit Recados, it's time to do some...
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. Commercials to pay the bills. We're talking about Bostik Philippines. Wow. So if you haven't checked it out, first of all, you got to go to their website, bostik.com/Philippines. It is great for people who are, well, see, when people hear it, you're like, oh man, do I have to be an architect to do this? I mean, this is perfect for architect students or just engineers or whatever. But something that I've always wanted to do is like DIY stuff. You ever do that stuff? You ever create your own, I don't know.
I've always tried.
Furniture. And they have something called the Bostik Academy, which is like literally free webinars hosted by Bostik. And if you go to it, they have everything that you would need for home improvement and stuff like that. It's really cool.
So the thing is, when you go to the Bostik website, you go to the Bostik Academy, and you can select the type of training, whether you're just a person who wants to learn something new when it comes to the industry that you're in, like you're an architect, you're an engineer, or somebody into construction.
Mm.
They have online trainings, they have webinars, and you can request a training. They have video technical support, product information, because yes, they do have well-known products, I believe, in, you know, that industry. They have the all-purpose construction adhesive, No More Nails, so they can teach you how to use that. Where to use it.
And cool
lang
No
project.
More Nails, dude. It's so cool. Like, if you watch the videos on their Facebook page, it's literally you can put stuff on the wall without messing up the wall with nails. It's like an adhesive. It's super sick. And I would highly recommend it, like, just to check out their webinar, because you get a certificate too if you complete it.
Yes.
So I would say it's a great thing for people who are trying to, ano tawag dito? for New Year's. Like if you're really trying to do home improvements, or if you want to work on yourself, Diva, work on your character, your character development.
And the thing is, since it is also the new year and you want to learn something new, because in Bostik Academy, it is, you know, mostly created for professionals in the construction market. So if you are in that industry, in that career path, this is the way to upskill, especially this new year. If you want to learn something new, just let them know, because they can tell you all about their products, their best application methods, key industry recommendations, and then they will tailor fit their trainings for you and your team if you do have a team. So this is, again, like professionals in the construction market. And we know that, you know, the Leche fans, it's not just people who want to be events hosts. It's basically from engineers to interior designers or whatever. Madami,
yeah.
Diba? Madami. Iba-iba talaga eh. So check it out, bostik.com/Philippines, and then go to Bostik Academy. Everything that you need to know about Bostik Academy is over there.
Yeah, all the products, the No More Nails, the Ultra Fino, like everything that you would need to renovate your home. It's all there. So check it out. And that does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. All right.
Ooh,
back to our...
I missed that.
I know, man. Back to our suggestion from our Leche fan now, off of Facebook, Reddit Recado. So we're going to continue doing this into the new year, but for this mix specifically, since it is the Halo holiday special, we try to find some Christmas related stuff off of Reddit. Basically, we went through different websites, some that were suggested by our Leche fans, and just looking through, you know, mga hypothetical scenarios and stuff like that.
I have a suggestion on how we say Reddit Recados.
Bana.
Reddit
Buti na lang,
can
I can
you
roll
do
my
it?
Of course I can. You know, some people
go.
Reddit Recado. You know some people cannot roll their R's. So good
okay,
thing
we're
that
lucky.
We have that.
Reddit Recados.
Okay. All right. You want to go first or what?
Okay, I'll go first.
Second.
So this is a Christmas dilemma. And it's from Reddit. It's from r/AskUK. So this person says, at what age do you stop buying Christmas presents for a family member? Backstory. So I have two kids, 9 and 14. And my brother has two kids, 14 and 20. When my nephew, now 20, was turning 17, I suggested to my brother that buying Christmas presents for him was probably a good time to stop, as he is now classed as an adult.
Okay.
The response I got was, well, we buy for your two, meaning your two sons.
Right.
Or your two kids. And he continues by saying, now he is turning 21. I'm even more passionate about not buying my nephew anything for Christmas, just a card maybe.
Preach.
So I know he doesn't drink or go out. He just wants golf stuff, which for a pair of or socks is probably 20 pounds or 20 quid. And we probably see him, speak to him 3 or 4 times during the year.
Okay.
So at what age would be deemed as a good time to stop buying presents for someone?
That's a good one.
What are your thoughts about this?
If I'm not going to be me for a second, because I don't give gifts. Like like yung inaanak ko kawawa man. Like yung gift, you should see our threads whenever it's Christmas. I just say Merry Christmas, and he always asks me for a gift, and I say sorry.
I don't give gifts.
Dude, realistically, especially because I think the Redditor mentioned that you only see each other 2 or 3 times, or talk to each other 2 or 3 times a year. You don't need to get those people gifts, man.
I know.
Honestly. If it's somebody like your mom or someone that you live with, I think that's cool. But for kid, like, what age are you talking about? Like, at what age? Maybe, like, 10 and or 12. 18. I'm not giving an 18-year-old guy in my that I barely talk to. Guy or girl. I'm saying, like, I'm not giving an 18-year-old that I'm somewhat connected to a Christmas present. Why?
I know. Also, I think especially nowadays with how gift-giving is kind of like morphed into something na parang wala lang, parang para lang mabigyan kita. I think it's such a waste of money and time and effort if you're gonna give a gift to somebody you barely know.
True.
Because first of all, it's not gonna be personal. You don't know if they're gonna like it. Secondly, hindi, wala, you just wasted money.
Yeah.
To a gift na hindi mo naman alam if they're gonna enjoy it or not. You know what I mean? So,
but giving to, like, you know, your parents and stuff, that's cool. Like, I think that's something that, you know, or your significant other, or like your brother that you are close with. How do you feel about giving gifts to family members that you're, like, maybe you're not on good, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like not like your cousin, but like, let's say you have a brother, but you guys don't really talk that much.
Somehow, kasi, on some level, I kind of am the same with you when it comes to giving gifts. I only give gifts if I'm really close to that person. Like, because I enjoy looking for a gift for somebody that they know they will like. So, minsan nga, alam mo, honestly, it becomes a chore when I have to buy a gift as like a secret Santa.
Yung hindi mo nilalayo. The worst.
It's the worst because it would be better if it's somebody I know or they have a list. Di ba sometimes in the office, Christmas party, they have a
list. That's what I hate about Secret Santa. It's not like, you're already asking, why don't you just give us the money and we'll buy it ourselves?
Yeah.
Right? Like, exactly. What is the point? What is the point?
I think that's the reason why people invented gift cards. So true. That they can just be like, here's an Amazon gift card. But I'm kind of on the same wavelength as you when it comes to giving gifts. So if it's really, kahit pa gaano pa katanda yan na tita ko, as long as we're really close and I see the smile on her face when I give her, you know, her favorite milk, I don't know.
No, true. I mean,
Anlin, di ba? Hindi natin alam. Kailangan niyo pa Anlin, di ba? So, di ba? Parang the smile on her face after I give her gift would be the best. But if it's somebody I barely see during the year and then they say, thank you. I'm like, bro, I'm not subjecting myself to that kind of awkwardness. No, thank you.
True.
So I think it's just, I think it's reasonable with his circumstances. But somebody actually on the comment section said that I fail to see the logic. Why would them being an adult preclude you from getting a present? Not even a small one. Do you even like your nephew?
Right.
But I think the circumstances is not just the age. It's the they don't really see each other.
Yeah,
really.
I think so too. True. I agree.
And then another one commented, we really have a simple rule. If you're physically spending Christmas with us, then you get a present. If you're not, you don't get a present.
That's true too.
So that's also a good rule.
Yeah.
Right? It's also a good rule. Na parang, I guess, para may mabigay ka. So yeah. I think that's a...
That's a good... I think we answered that. I think we answered that pretty well, right?
Okay,
I have one from... It's another one from Reddit. PH Careers of all Reddit subreddits.
Okay.
It's about Christmas bonus dilemma.
Okay.
So I just want to know, like, okay, so first of all, the person was asking that they were planning to resign on the 29th of December of this year. And then they were asking about yung Christmas bonus. I didn't know, like, so they were wondering, like, if they would still be entitled to the 14th and 15th month pay. Of the if you resign at the end of the year. And I didn't know, so I was reading through the comments. Most companies revoke your entitlement to these bonuses once you submit your resignation. I didn't know that. Don't you think
but
that you're entitled to get the bonus pay, like if you get to the end of the year?
I think bonus hindi, but 13th month, yes. It's
iba ba yun?
Legally. Yeah, magkaiba yun.
Ah, iba ba yun?
Bonus is different.
Kala ko bonus yung 13th month, kaya nga 13th month.
I think
month,
yung bonus din kinoconsider yung 13th month because basically it's a 13th month, diba? It's an extra month.
Okay.
Pero yung bonus, technically, it is something like out of the goodness of their hearts.
Yeah. Okay.
So it can be as small or as big as they want it to be.
Yes.
But, oh, I just realized I wasn't speaking into the mic. And then, so I think legally they have to pay you the 13th month, but when it comes to the bonus,
bonus. I don't,
think it's legally like bound.
Okay. Okay, side question it. Then, because I see people in the comments saying like next year na lang para walang problema, which makes the most sense. But also, would you feel like a jerk for leaving right after getting your bonus? I feel ko that would be something I would weigh on my conscience. Eh.
But the thing is, like, what if you really have to leave? Or parang for me kasi, does it really matter?
I don't know. Well, do you think that it would affect your, let's say your recommendation from your boss? So tingin mo? Like,
I don't know. I think it depends on the company culture. Pero kasi yung parang sa akin kasi if you really want to leave, nobody can force you to just stay.
Yeah, which
kasi
kinuha
mo yung pera nila.
I mean,
'di ba?
But wouldn't you be afraid, like if, when you ask for, like, sir, pwede ba gamitin bilang reference sa next job? I don't know. Some a part of me would be
I know. Gets kita na parang baka parang that might be your downfall for your next job.
Okay.
Parang they won't give you a recommendation or something. But I don't know. Kasi parang for me, you get the bonus and then the next month naisipan mo na actually I want to change careers. Parang for me, is it bad?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not bad at all, but just like the fact that the timing of it all is medyo yun nga nakaka ano, you would be thinking,
I don't
like
think so.
Okay.
I don't parang for me, if they do that na parang hindi ka nila bigyan ng good recommendation or something. I think that's, diba parang ang sama nun? Kasi
true.
It has nothing to do with my skills and who I am as an employee.
But if you know the work culture in the Philippines,
depends. It really depends on the work culture. And it's a hit or miss in the Philippines, definitely. Kasi there are a lot of smaller companies who pride themselves as, we're a family here and blah, blah, blah. And
what if you submit your 30 days during December? Can you still get the bonus? Like, let's say,
kasi I think it's a company rule.
It's based on the company talaga, no?
But I think 13th month, you have to. Kasi usually, and I do remember Attorney Chel Jokno discusses this in one of his Instagram reels that hindi mo ba makukuha yung other half of your 13th month pay when you resign at the end of the year. So I think that's more, I would trust what Chel Jokno has to say about this compared to me.
Or a Reddit post,
Or a Reddit post, but I've never done that.
What do you remember?
I do know somebody who was planning to leave after a big surgery just so that they could get, like, the medical insurance.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense, too. Like, I get where they're coming from. Some people do that.
Oh, but I know. Pero parang ako, I don't know if that's allowed. But you can do that, diba? You can.
Because you're still technically an employee, diba? So you have
the
role.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's more kind of in the same vein. Like, I guess it's more of like, do you feel bad? feel bad, rather, diba? You know, the 13th, what I was saying is earlier, in 13th month, that's a concept that I didn't know existed until I started working here.
Just in the Philippines.
Yeah, what is that? Why don't they just include it in your salary? Like, you know what I mean?
Honestly,
like,
I don't know.
Makes no sense to me. Diba? Why not just, I don't know, prorate, animating word. Like, whatever your 13th month, why don't you just split it across 12 and then add it to your salary? Is it like a tax thing? I don't know what the hell it is. I mean, it's nice.
Professional advice. Yeah, I know.
It's nice that we get it, but it would be also nice if we just get it earlier,
throughout the year. As part of my pay.
So,
I get it.
Anyway,
I get
okay. What's another? Do you have another one?
Okay, this one.
Ricardo.
Reddit Ricardo. So this one is from r/meme. So it's a meme, but I'm just going to make it as a story, okay? So there's this guy wanting to buy a sex toy for Christmas, but he doesn't have his own account, his own Amazon account. And he only has his mom's Amazon account and his wife's Amazon account.
Okay.
So what
Wait, for who? Who's it for? For himself?
Oh, obviously for the wife.
Oh, it could be for himself. Maybe he wants to buy one for himself.
Okay, fine. Let's say for himself.
If it's for himself,
The wife, right?
I don't know. I mean, like, wait, are you asking which account to use or?
Yeah, what account would you use?
Okay, so, right, if he's buying for his wife, then he has to use the mom's account so that the wife doesn't know. It's a surprise.
But what would you, oh my God, like the conversation that you would have with your, oh my God. You know what I would do if I would use my mom's account? I would wait outside of their door and wait for the postman and be like, that's mine.
Well, it's the issue isn't really the receiving of the package. Like I say, you can
it's the receipt.
It's the receipt profile mo. Because you can see all your product history. I don't know, like gyrating Sibian. Don't Google what I just said.
Do not. And don't ask us why we know that. Okay. So for me, I would actually, it's easier to have that conversation with your wife.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Anything sex related.
No, that's what I'm saying. For sure. If it's, but that's if you're not buying it. Like if you're buying a sex toy for yourself, then you can use your wife's account. It's easy. But if you're trying to surprise her, you can't use your wife's account. That's what I'm saying.
No,
like, given the two options.
I would still use my wife's account and be like, hey, surprise, I got you this, but I used your account. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Because
I mean, you can just make your own account. Like, in this
I know,
scenario,
make your own account, dude.
In this Come scenario, yeah. In most cases, you use your wife's account.
Do you know what he used?
What did he use? Wait, this is a real life story? This isn't it's a real life story.
It's a real thing, bro. He used his mom's account.
Respect.
What do you, okay, fine. I guess if you do have that kind of relationship with your mom.
I don't know who has that kind of relationship with it. Like, I
know.
I don't.
I don't.
No way.
I
don't know if you can. Yeah, I don't think you can hide, because you know, like when you buy these things, usually it's discreet. Like they always emphasize discretion, right? Discreet shipping.
Yes.
It's labeled as, you know, it's not labeled as, you know, a sex toy or whatever. But they can't. You can't seem to hide it in your
receipts. Yeah,
it's weird. Like
it
they
can't
should
be like.
Yeah, you can't change.
Oh my!
I mean, it's weird.
Hindi pa pwedeng like item X499005.
Oh, tapos tanggalin yung thumbnail, diba? Right?
There should be,
right?
No, but the thing is, it's gonna be a pain and a hassle for the people to live. Well, sa bagay, they won't really know.
But I feel like you can get them off of non-Amazon sites too, right?
Oh, for sure.
Right? There must be direct store where you can just use your credit card. Like, that seems to be...
You know what? Here in the UK, they do sell it in just the drugstore.
Oh, really?
You know? It's
really?
Just there. It's an
option.
Oh,
yeah. Dude, you know what? When I was in Europe, I saw that too.
Yeah, it's like beside the floss.
Right, yeah. I mean,
yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Needs. Right?
Needs.
Besides good. The flop? yeah.
Okay. Do you have one more?
I have a couple. I'm trying to pick which one. I mean, there's one from... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Should we stick with just one more?
Once again, you do yours.
No, I don't have any more.
Oh, you don't have any more?
Okay.
One from hypothetical situation on Reddit says, what if one year everyone who puts up their Christmas decorations suddenly decides to never take them down? What would be the effects of that?
A higher electricity bill for one.
Oh, true.
Diba? And the novelty will wear off.
Right.
So it's not as fun.
Do you think that it would make Christmas less special the next year? Like, I mean, the following, you know, because it's been up for the whole year. And then if it never goes down for the rest of history, do you think, like, people will forget? Oh, that would be crazy. Like, people would forget about Christmas because it's just there
that
every
would be
day.
Like, a Black Mirror episode.
For real.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, there are a lot of Filipino homes that don't really put down their parol. They don't just light it up.
Ah, yeah.
It's just there. Mm. But they don't light it up. But can you imagine every year, like the whole year, there would just be Christmas lights every day? Pero alam mo, if you think about it, actually, Christmas lights are just lights. They're just lights.
Yeah, so but they have reindeer and shit on it.
I know, you know? But yeah, that's true. Right? But the thing is, like, reindeers, they're just reindeers. It's kind of just, like, put in our heads.
No, they're reindeers. Not.
Come on,
come
man.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. One of them has a red nose. The other is flying.
A Christmas tree is just a tree. It's just put in our heads that it's for Christmas.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you take off all the decorations and stuff.
True.
I get it. But, okay, what if you extended it? Like, what if Christmas decorations extended to, like, music and stuff? So every time you're at a restaurant, it's April.
It's always
it's May. You have Jose Marichan and Mariah Carey just
Whenever
going.
I see boys and girls.
I think, like, what would be the repercussions, like, in a like 10 years later? Because the first year, people would be like, this is weird. Like, what's happening? Yeah. Okay, it's Christmas. Cool. But after 10 years, I think Christmas would become like, it would be a myth at that point. Like,
I think at that point, pwede na natin makontrol when Christmas would be.
Yeah,
like, it's not going to be in December.
Right?
Like, when people realize that, you know what? We can have December on February.
True.
Why don't we have it?
I think it's the corporations, you know, in true Black Mirror fashion would be the one to dictate that. You know, what time of year do we need to increase sales and give our 14th
month
bonus?
At the end of the year.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
That would be
exactly.
That's pretty cool. All right. So, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that you could expect next year from Reddit Recados. Some fun ones that we had, like, we can go to old ones. And that's the best part. Like, we can just go through old ones. Like, for example, so we decided to do a Christmas one. But there is one that I took to Rika about. Okay, it's about it's about fighting. We'll do this next year, maybe. How many six-year-olds could you take down in a fight if you... And they come in waves of four. Every minute. So we don't have to discuss it now, but I have a lot of thoughts on that.
Those are the kinds of things that we're going to be talking
about.
I have a lot of questions because what kind of fight? So it's just fist fight?
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah. Well, you can use anything, and it's to the death and no repercussions, of course, right? And how many would you sign up for? Like, how many waves? Like, if we threw a monetary thing.
Like, let's say a million per wave.
A million per wave is too high. Like, it's too easy. It's too 100,000 easy.
100,000 per wave. Oh, yun.
Dude, honestly, I do it for maybe $5,000 per wave.
Per wave.
And I'll just go.
Bro, that's going to... No, you're going to be hurting a lot of four-year-olds. Six-year-olds?
So? I mean, no repercussions. Right, and you should. We'll talk about it next time. But you should see the comments in there, like the game plans people have are
the game plans
next level. Bro.
I can't believe people really
people
thought
are
about
analyzing.
It.
It's like
that's insane. People,
they're breaking it down
that
like
is
a
insanity,
like a battle plan game.
Oh my! I think this is the perfect time to end it, so
true.
That we have a hanging thought for you, for all
true.
Of you guys. But happy Christmas, happy holidays,
happy
everybody!
Holidays.
Whatever you celebrate during this time of the year, happy anything to you. Happy New Year to all of you! It's gonna be a new year, and I'm honestly not even over 2023 yet.
True.
And to be honest, I'm kind of scared for 2024 because, as you all know, like, I'm trying to really build a new life here in the UK. And for me, it's just not having a plan is really scary because I'm the type of person that always has a plan and I know what I want in life. The thing is, here's my thing. I know what I want in life. Like, I can envision myself who I am in 2024. But does it make sense that I don't know?
Oh yeah, man, that's me every year.
You can envision yourself having a great life in 2024, but I don't know what that is, what will make it a good life. So
dude,
but I am open about it. Yeah, because I don't know.
Honestly, pandemic really, I think pandemic onwards is when I started feeling like that. Because I feel like before pandemic, I thought I had plans and I was ready to like work towards them. Now I feel like because of pandemic, I don't know if anyone can relate to me on this, but it just feels like all the plans that I had were so, it's so like got messed up so much that I don't, it's like I'm playing catch up every year.
And parang hindi pa
nakakahabol from what COVID did. You know what I mean? Dude, I really felt like that. I really feel that way. Like I feel like I'm playing catch up up until now. But you know, I guess in a way, you know, fighting. We're still fighting, which is good.
I cannot believe you made that reference.
No, but I honestly think like that's the best that we can do, right? You know, what you're doing is the best you can do. Like, even though you don't have a plan, you're still working towards something. That's actually, you know, that takes, I don't know if that's like a self-guru thing. Like, it takes courage to kind of work towards something, even if you don't know what you're doing. I think, right? So,
I mean, that's just really the hope.
That's true.
Diba?
I mean, you don't give up hope, and I think that's, you know, hope dangles on a string. What's that song?
I do not know what you're talking about.
Dashboard
Confessional. But yeah, good luck to everybody trying to finish off the year strong. But if you can't finish off the year strong, just finish it off.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be a big shebang. You know, you can still continue it up until the next year, the next month. And it doesn't always have to be like, oh, I did, you know, this thing, this great thing, or something is going to happen. A plot twist is going to happen before the year ends. It might not. It might. Yeah. It might happen or it might not. So we don't know. But, you know, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah. And the good thing is, you'll have us for company, feeling the same way, man. I mean, as we have for the last 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, if you think about it, right? Like, I mean, I haven't really listened back to our 2018, 2019 stuff in a long time.
Now, there were a lot of penis jokes back then. I think we've grown.
True.
Matured.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, less penis-related content.
But, dude, I really want to kind of, you know, that's why, like, sometimes I've listened back to old stuff, and I really remember I remember a lot of the stuff that we did, like we talked about.
I know. And
especially the times when we were recording like in person. I was like, man, I remember doing that. It's really cool, like to kind of delve back into that stuff too.
This is my question for you and for the Leche fans out there who were listening, because we always want to include you in the conversation. Be honest with your answer. Do you think that our recordings or our connection as co-hosts kind of went downhill now that we haven't been recording in person
since pandemic, no? Pandemic last night, didn't it? It's a good question. We'd like to know.
Right?
Let us know. I feel like the dynamic is different in general, right? As it would be, but we'll let our Leche fans answer that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
We want to know. Yeah, and that's it for the year, man. Happy New Year as well in advance to everyone. I feel like more people celebrate New Year's than Christmas.
True. Fun, too.
Do you think are there people who don't celebrate New Year? Is that a thing? Maybe Jehovah's Witnesses, right? Is that a thing?
I think so. Maybe. Religion.
Like, I don't believe in New Year. I just, time is a construct.
There might be religions where they don't have a December. Alam mo yun, yung parang tuloy-tuloy lang.
Meron kayo.
30 days in a year. Baka you know
meron.
What I mean? In a month.
True.
Maybe. True. Diba?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, whatever you're celebrating, whatever it is that you're doing, go do it as you want it to be. And don't forget to follow us, too.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
We're everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, you can just look for it, Hala Hala Show. As well as our group, the Halala Show Leche Fam. And thank you to our last minute sponsor. Thank you to Bostik Philippines
for... Wow, you really made it.
Clutch, Bostik, man.
Bostik Philippines.
Right before Christmas.
Clutch, man.
Clutch.
Amazing.
And thank you, Bostik Philippines. So once again, go check them out, bostik.com/Philippines. Go check out their Bostik Academy webinars, as well as their, you know, No More Nails, Ultra Fino, all their great products like that. And start off the new year right. And extra
Come on,
song.
Bostik.
Let's go.
Oh, before the extra song, drink your water.
Drink your water.
One more rep. You know, wash your backside. Yeah. I don't know.
Fill up your tank just, if you're driving somewhere.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
And blow baguettes.
Blow baguettes and text somebody that you like them.
Yeah.
I know. Time for a confession.
There we go.
And do 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 do.
Hallelujah.
Bye.
Bye 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 bye. Happy New Year.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.